Hey, Richland readers!
This is Rieger
and Riedel,
and we are your hosts for the weekly reading recap.
Today we are here with Amanda Jacobson. She is a rockstar first grade teacher at Richland who has brought so much knowledge, experience, and excitement to our district. We are happy to have her here to tell us more about Jan Richardson's book, The Next Step in Guided Reading. Mrs. Jacobson is currently leading our staff through a guided reading course based on this book. We are learning so much and can't wait for you to hear what she has to say.
Thanks for being here today, Amanda. Could you please introduce yourself and give us a little bit of your background around guided reading?
Well, I teach first grade here at Richland Elementary. This is my first year in this school, which makes it really exciting. Thinking about guided reading, I'm very passionate about teaching reading. And, you know, when I first started teaching, I tried many ways of teaching guided reading to kids. Nothing really stuck. I was, you know, doing round robin reading, just kind of pulling different word work games, making games, and I just kind of felt like nothing was really effective, and I didn't really ever feel comfortable with my setup and the way I was teaching. So I have very passionate, or I've worked with very passionate teachers, and I sat down with one of my coworkers, and she was telling me all about Jan Richardson, and my coach at my building, she was also very passionate about Jan Richardson. So I right away signed up for a guided reading 1 course, and that led to a guided reading 2 course, and from there I just fell in love with Jan Richardson.
And what would you say is the easiest place to start with this program?
I always just remind myself that you just have to try. You just have to jump in and try. You're not going to mess up kids' reading. If you make a mistake, they don't know. But the easiest place to start is just get your guided reading binder ready and, make the copies of the Jan plan. Get them in the binder. Just kind of make yourself a plan and just try and stick to that plan. And it really is easy if you're just following her plan.
I really liked the lesson plans. I feel like they're laid out really well and easy to just insert quickly or on the fly if you even need to, if you're like me sometimes. And I think for my littlest learners, just starting small and building with it has been really helpful.
I have really enjoyed implementing that sight word instruction, choosing the words at the level of each group, mm-hmm. and focusing on teaching a new word each time I meet with that group. And the kids love building the sight words with the magnet letters and then mixing them up and fixing them.
Yeah.
And I think that's what really makes sense is, before when I was teaching guided reading, we'd go over tricky vocabulary, talk about words, but I never really thought about, teaching new words and how to spell. I never really pulled in that spelling piece and those mm-hmm. that sight word piece with it. So, yes, once you just get started with that Jan plan, everything just kind of falls into place and makes sense. So,
what would you say is the biggest hurdle or challenge with this program for our district?
As far as a challenge goes, I think it is going to be to get, teachers to get used to the different levels of books, the actual guided reading levels, and to just kind of change their thinking about guided reading. That's a challenge. Also, it will be fun if we could get some help in building a bigger guided reading library. So those are 2 challenges that I see.
And I think one of those challenges that you mentioned, getting their mind shift changing, I think is already happening because you have brought this to us and you're exposing them to something mm-hmm. new and easy, but mm-hmm. effective.
But scary. Change is scary.
Every time.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And we started this course mid-year. How do you see this carrying over to next year? Or what could we do to make improvements to implement this training to its fullest right off the bat?
So this is something that I have been reflecting on. How does it look when the year starts? What I would like to do, and I've talked to Mrs. Urbis about this already, is I would really like to just, offer kind of a refresher course to start the year off. Starting mid-year is tricky. You know, how do I wrap my head around this? What does it look like in the beginning of the year? So mm-hmm. I think just being able to get together, having a little professional development, going through hopefully a new and improved guided reading library and just reviewing some of those things, getting together, putting together our guided reading binders, you know, so we can kind of go through that together and just offering that refresher course to answer any questions or just kind of tie up loose ends so we can all start off on the right foot.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be an awesome way to start, and we could be all on the same page and mm-hmm. kind of get re-energized for the new year. I think that'd be a great way to start.
Mm-hmm. And at that time of the year, we have completely different levels of mm-hmm. readers too. Yep. So mm-hmm. that refresher would be great. Yep.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah, we're all starting in a different place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. And how to form groups.
Yes.
You know, how, mm-hmm. you know, looking at guided reading levels, how do I assess those kids? How do I form my groups? Mm-hmm. So,
and hopefully we can get those benchmark assessment yep. kits that we've been yes. looking at too, to help us move mm-hmm. forward with that and make that a little bit more seamless and not so much guesswork yes. on our part.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add to this conversation about guided reading? Just tips or any?
No, just that I've really enjoyed sharing my passion with the teachers here, and I've had a lot of good feedback. I know it wasn't the perfect class, and I've learned a lot, but just, you know, getting the teachers here just more excited about teaching reading and also on the same path, mm-hmm. you know.
It's huge.
So mm-hmm. kids are coming from, you know, those good routines and just mm-hmm. continuing mm-hmm. on and just knowing those procedures, I think it'll be helpful.
I think it'll be fun to see now that if we're all using the same model, how quickly they can get into that guided reading routine and not have to waste so much of that time at the beginning of the year in kindergarten and first mm-hmm. grade, showing kids how do we sit at the table, how do we handle mm-hmm. the books, what do you know, yeah. they're just mm-hmm. going to be able to fly through those steps yep. and learn so much more.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it has been such a great benefit to us as mm-hmm. staff members, and everybody has really bought in. So
yeah,
it's going to...
We appreciate that yeah. a lot.
Yeah.
Guided reading is an important part of our reading instruction. It serves as a way to individualize and differentiate instruction for every learner. Using the Jan Richardson model has already shown to be a benefit to the students and teachers at Richland.
We'd like to thank you, Mrs. Jacobson, for joining us on this episode of Richland Readers with Rieger and Riedel. And we would also like to express our gratitude for all of the knowledge that you have so eagerly and generously shared with us here at Richland. You are a truly an exceptional teacher and leader. Your organizational skills are to die for. And you are an integral part of making the readers at Richland rock stars.
Thank you. That's a huge compliment.
Thank you so much.